This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1040. This is your host, Danny Pena, live from New York City, podcasting to the world. How's everybody doing, man? For this episode, like I said, the previous one, we're going to be releasing multiple episodes every day. So this is episode 1040. And this one is with the host of Throwdown Podcast, Tony Polanco. He's also a writer at PCGamer.com. So we had a great conversation about PlayStation 5 reveal. His thoughts. This was recorded right after the PlayStation 5 reveal. So at that time, there was not a lot of information that we knew. We just based it on what we got to see at that time through the digital event. All right. So if there's anything that we said that we didn't know at that moment, it's because of that. All right. Just in case everybody flips out and starts sending crazy emails and tweets. Remember, this was right after the reveal. Just want to say that very quick. All right. All right. So if you would like to be part of our fan mail episode coming up in the future, which is a lot of voice messages, this is how you could contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so make sure if you send us a voice message, mention your name, your location, so we can give a shout out to your city, your state, or your country. Just send it and we'll play it here on Gamertag Radio. But make sure that the audio is less than a minute so we could put more voice messages, man. If you send 3 minutes, it's just too long. A minute and less, please. That will be perfect, all right? All right, so we're going to go now with the interview with Tony Polanco. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
So, Tony, let's talk about PlayStation 5, your thoughts, man, because I know you've been a huge – you've always been a huge fan. Look, he's wearing the PlayStation hat.
Yeah, by the way, I'm going to back up a little bit. You can see the PlayStation shirt. I got this at I had that shirt from a PlayStation Experience 2016. So, yeah, I don't really hide the fact that I'm a Sony guy. As a matter of fact, it's kind of funny today. You know, everybody's saying, telling me happy PlayStation Day, telling me this, like it's my company or something. But, you know, it's just how it is, man.
Yeah, but you want to hear my opinion? Because I know we've been talking a lot behind the scenes, like, what Sony's going to do. So I'm going to go first with the console design, and then we'll go with the games.
All right.
Not a fan of the console design. I think it's, if I have to pick out of the two, I'll go with the digital version, because I guess more slimmer. For some reason, I hate the disc version of the console. Don't care about it. I don't know, but I think digital is the future, so I'll go with the digital version. You know what I'm saying? So, but just the look, it's a very, I don't hate it. It just looks weird. What you think about that? your opinion.
Yeah, it's, oh, by the way, you know, because we saw the PlayStation DualSense controller first, right? It was dual color white, you know, black and white with some slivers of blue, PlayStation blue. So yeah. I expected the same thing out of the console. And the console, I'm not going to say it looks like what I envisioned because it's very different, but it has the same color scheme I expected, you know? That was kind of interesting. I'm still kind of warming up to it because literally the first thought that came out of my mind, I'm like, yo, can I sit that thing down? Literally the first thought, because I don't like raising consoles like a tower. I like them flat. And I found out that you obviously can do that. Now, I need to look at the screenshots a little bit more because I thought both the digital and the physical looked the same. I didn't really see any difference. What was the difference between them two besides the fact that one takes this? Like, I didn't really notice any big differences.
No, it just looks slimmer. That's
looks slimmer. I need to just look at it because they look exactly the same to me. But
No. When you see the disc version, it feels and it looks like it's they just added in there. I don't know. It looks weird to me. I'm not a fan.
Do you think maybe the original design was the disc-less version or the digital version? Then they just added on like
I think it was actually the disc was the first version, and they added the digital as like a secondary after. Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that. Yeah, I wasn't expecting that, by the way. Two consoles. I expected that more from Microsoft than PlayStation, to be honest. I was very surprised by that. But yeah, I'm with you. I'm going to go all digital. I switched over to, because I started this generation, you know, PS4, Xbox One era, digital. Like I always had, you know, I mean, physical, like I always had. But then when I realized, like, hold on, the hard drives take up the games take up the same amount of space on hard drive. What's the point of physical? You know, so I stopped doing that. Then I realized, like, oh, I don't have to get up and put disc in it. Take them out or whatever, you know. So I'm going to go down that route for sure. And since most of my PS4 games are also digital, I don't have to worry about compatibility. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
that's the route I'm going with. But yeah, I need to warm up to design. My only concern is since there's so many nooks and crannies inside of it, I'm hoping it doesn't collect too much dust. You know, that's my only worry about it, cleaning that thing. You know?
One of the things that Paris mentioned during our recording is like how are they going to cool down the system? Because this is going to be a very powerful system.
Yeah.
How's that going to work? Because it looks too slim.
Yeah. I noticed a lot of air vents in there, like a crazy amount. So I think that's how they're going to do it. Because right now, one of the, hey, Presidente, you know, one of the running jokes of the PlayStation 4 is like when you're playing games, it's about to take off to the moon. You know, it's like, you know, very, very loud. So I think they took that into design. But at the same time, with so many open ports, that's going to make it easier for dust to get in.
And you're right. This is like an easy way for the dust to go inside the system, man.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
So I
don't know. And not only that, this is going to be a very powerful system. So what happened if it turns hot? What happened if it gets hot? Is that also going to make the room, like for you play in your room.
Yeah.
That going to make your room hotter?
Yeah. Like that's not a concern during the summer because I got the AC running, but during the winter, bro, especially with the heat on, bro, it might be an issue, man.
Yeah.
But yo, I need to ask you this since we're on the topic of the console, right?
Yeah.
Pricing. Got to talk about pricing because I think we're going to see two different prices. The question is, what's going to be the price difference? So what's your take on that? Like, obviously the digital one, I think is going to cost less, but by how much less, you know?
Yeah. I mentioned this to Paris, and Paris was like, he said no. I said $399, $499. He's like, nah. He thinks it's $499, $599. Maybe $450 and $550. That's what his thoughts. What you think, in your opinion?
It's funny, man. I'm actually with Paris on this one, and I said this during the live stream. I think the more expensive one, the one with the disc, is going to be between $500, $600, and then the one without it, it's going to be $400, $500. That's what I think.
So no $399?
No.
At all?
I don't think so.
So this is an opportunity for Xbox to now because of this, confirm we're going to see Lockhart. We definitely going to see Lockhart.
I'm going to agree with you on that one. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Now, how much is going to be Lockhart now because of this system, the digital version? Because you know the digital version is going to be the cheapest one for the PlayStation 5.
Yeah, Lockhart, I think that one's going to be $399. Or they could go crazy, Danny. $350. You know?
Nah, I don't see that happening, dude.
I'm not saying that is going to happen. I think it's probably going to be $399, but imagine if Microsoft does something crazy like that, son. You know, it's going to be interesting. But I still maintain that both companies are playing chicken when it comes to the price. You know, if you guys who don't know, Game of Chicken is basically who's going to swerve first, you know?
Yeah, so, you know that. I mean, look, that was one of the things that we did at the during the last recording of the podcast. We didn't want to mention Xbox. I think we mentioned once, like very quickly, but this was a PlayStation reveal event. It has nothing to do with Xbox. So I didn't want to mention it. Now, here is all...
Whatever, let's go.
Let's go. You know what I'm saying? You know? Now, with Xbox, you know the team was watching that live stream at Redmond. They were watching that.
Yes.
And they're like taking notes. Because here's the thing that I've been telling Paris for a while. I said, I bet you PlayStation is going to come correct with the production of like the presentation. I knew they were going to go all out with that. And to me, presentation, forget about the content, like talking about like just overall from start to finish, editing, having people in there talking about their games, presenting it. You know what I'm trying to say? Like they did a pretty good job as a presentation.
I agree.
Now, because the thing is, Xbox, because of the rules they have with the company, that they have to be at home because of COVID. Yes, it made it a little bit difficult for the team to make a type of video like that to present a more about like Xbox Series X. I think now with the first party games, I think it's a game changer. They're going to do this like at the office, well produced. They have to. They can't just grab a webcam and be like, hey, here's Perfect Dark. Like they're not going to do it. It looks cheap.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
If you're going to go all out and talk about first party games, you need to go all out like how PlayStation did it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that was a well done presentation. We could talk about the games in a few minutes, but presentation off the charts.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. It's funny, I didn't even consider the presentation because I was just so focused on the games and the console. But looking back at it now, you mentioned like, that was actually a very slick presentation.
Yeah,
and you're right.
Yeah.
Even when they showed the actual people and stuff, it was behind like you know they had a black background, but you could tell the lighting was on point and everything.
Webcams.
Yeah. You're right about that. And it was very. And here's what I liked about it. Now that I'm really, really thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
The developer stuff, very little of it. It was really a showcase of games. They took precedent over everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because one of the things that throws me off when we go to a press conference and a company is talking about like their games and so on, they spend way too long talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. You're passionate. Like, give us a few minutes, show us the games.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say?
I agree. There's a concept that this applies to. I'm coming at it from a novel standpoint, but it applies to this too. Show, don't tell, right? We get a lot of tell. Like, I'm telling you about the game. I'm telling you how wonderful it is, but we get very little show. They showed us games this time, you know?
So yeah,
That's a good way of doing it, you know?
Yeah. Now, let's talk about the games, man.
Yes.
Which one you want to hear, the good or the bad first?
Let's go. Yeah, you know what? Let's go with the bad.
And then we'll go with the good, right? Okay.
Yeah,
with the bad, I thought Sony was going to stop with the BS that they always been doing during the PlayStation 4 when they show a game and no dates. I guess they're going to still continue with that same stupid formula for this generation. I just don't like it. That's number one. Number two, they showed a lot of games that I like. No dates. I don't see this coming out like 2-3 years. Like, what was the point of showing those games now? You know what I'm going to say? Like, I don't know. It's not, I'm just not a fan of just the whole no dates. Like, for example, Ratchet and Clank. That to me was the, I mean, I could mention other ones, but that was one of my highlights of that game. Freaking amazing.
Yeah, I love
no dates.
Series,
That could have been a launch title. Like, I'm excited for Spider-Man, but that game, Tony, and you tell me if you agree with me, that game was for the PlayStation 4, and you're like, do not release that for the PlayStation 4. Let's save it for the PlayStation 5. Because graphically, it wasn't like, wow, it wasn't like amazing. It was just, but we're excited because it's Spider-Man.
it's going to be the same city, same map, whatever. It's just new missions and Mos Mraz. That's it. But yeah. I don't know. That's the thing that really bugs me so much is just that part of not showing the date. Taking advantage of the consumers.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this is going to sound messed up, but it's just, I'm used to it from Sony. They do this all the time. You know, they'll announce a game and then you won't see it for like 3 or 4 years. I do agree with you that it's frustrating, but I'm so used to it. So I'm like, all right, that's just par for the course. I do want to say this about Spider-Man. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I didn't see it say specifically PS5. I think that's going to be on both systems, to be honest.
Oh, really? It said holiday 2020.
Yeah, so this is my guess. I could be wrong. I think it's going to be kind of like Infamous First Light or Uncharted Lost Legacy. It's going to be a standalone game available on both consoles. That's what I honestly believe is going to happen, you know?
Okay, It makes sense. It's similar to Zelda that was for the Wii U and also for
Switch. I think that's what's going to happen. It is cool that we're getting a Miles Morales game. Although I will be honest,
yeah,
I kind of wanted him to be in Spider-Man 2 proper. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure he will be, and it's cool that he's getting his own game, but I think him being in Spider-Man 2 would have been a higher profile. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just like a side game. As far as the bad of this, I'm probably going to get a lot of heat for this, but you know, I got to be real. I'm always real.
No, you always been keeping real. Tony's not fake, y'all.
I'm sorry. Those indie games put me to sleep, man. Like the middle of the show showed a bunch of indie games. Don't get, you know, if you like indie games, that's all good. But for me, you know, and I've played my fair share. I got to review them. They don't hit me the way AAA games do. Like, it's like when I go to a movie theater, right? When I go to a movie theater, I'm not trying to see a movie about two people talking for 2 hours. I want to see CG. I want to see action. I want to see the highest production possible. Same thing applies to games. I want to see like something incredible. You know what I'm saying? So having these indie games, while I'm not saying they're bad, for me, it doesn't get me excited. So basically the first part of the show, amazing. All these crazy AAA games, right? The last half of the show, or the last quarter, I should say, nothing but crazy games. Awesome. But the middle, I'm like, oh my God, bro. I wanted to fast forward, you know? So, but the thing is, again, that's another Sony thing, you know? And it's a good thing. Don't get me wrong. I'm being objective. You know, objectively, it's good that they showcase these smaller titles. That's great. But I'm talking about for me personally, I can't get excited over that stuff. So that was what dragged that show down for me, watching these little games and stuff. I'm like, come on, man. Let's snap it. I want to see the big stuff, you know?
Yeah, you know what game that, I mean, besides the bigger ones, this game called Kena, that looks dope. That was like a Zelda vibe for PlayStation. Like, it was really cool. Loved the design. Loved like the little the enemies that they have in the game. Awesome. But I don't see that as an indie game.
It's funny you bring that up, because that was the one of those kind of indie games. I think it is indie game. I think they had the developer for a real quick. But I, you know what? I understand what you're saying, because when I was looking at it, there were points where I'm like, "Yo, is that the actual gameplay? Like, it looked really good, you know, like a Pixar movie or something."
Yeah.
You know, some of the other ones, you know, I'm like, "Ah."
I'll tell you which was the two weakest ones. That was like, what was the purpose of that? One was Godfall, and one of the things that Paris said on the stream that, yo, I was dying. He goes, "If you see a trailer of a game and they put a hip hop track in there, they're trying too hard to get that audience." I was dying. I'm like, you know what, Paris? You're right. You were right. That's right. And the second game is NBA 2K. They're like, oh, get ready. First look of NBA 2K. Like the, what, 21 or whatever?
Yeah, 2021. Yeah.
I don't know what was that about. I don't know, man. I mean, and another thing too, I want to mention is that they showed, don't get me wrong, I love platformers. Like, I love to show games that for like a younger audience. I feel like Sony showed too much of that for this one. Yeah. What I was telling Paris on the previous episode was, you know what? Show a couple from this and say, you know, stretch it out. Don't show all that on your reveal event.
Yeah.
Show bangers. Because you know Sony is going to show more July, maybe August, throughout the year, until the launch, you know, like they still have time. Because that's the thing. There's no rules, not Paris. There's no rules, Tony. Mm-hmm. No rules ever since Sony left E3, plus E3 shut down, like it got canceled for this year. there's no rules. All these companies, they could do what the hell they want for the summer, man, and just show bangers nonstop, you know. But what you think about that?
Yeah, you mean the fact that they were showing like non-banger games and all that? Yeah, I'm wondering. I'm like, yo, did you guys not have anything else to show here? Like, again, I'm not trying to sound like I'm disparaging some of these games, but it's like, come on, man. Like, this is your big reveal. You got to come with it. You should have some of those games, sure, but not have such a big chunk of that stuff. You know, it's like
it was a lot.
It was, bro. That's what I'm saying. That middle part, I'm like, bro, this is dragging right now, man. You know, there was a couple of little cool games. Like, there was this one game from, I don't know how you pronounce the name of the company. It's like Hazmark. You know, the Rezogun people. They had a really cool kind of space game. They had that woman shooting stuff that was kind of cool. You know, but yeah, a lot of those games. And there was this one that looked like a cartoon, and like they were frying eggs or something. I'm like, what is this, man? Like, this isn't really showing me the power of the PlayStation 5 right now, you know?
But honestly, out of all the games that I felt, I'm talking graphics, I could care less about that, but I'm talking about like to feel like next gen, because I know the majority of people, that's what they want. They were like, oh, I want a game that looks next gen. I'm not that type of person, but I think the only game that I felt was like that was Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah, Ratchet and Clank is dope.
That was like, okay, you know what? It's a platformer, but yeah, this looks like a next-gen type of game.
Yeah,
so what? Was there any other games?
Clank, by the way, I love Ratchet and Clank.
It's awesome.
Always been awesome. When it comes to negative, that's not my only complaint. Like, too much focus on the indie stuff. I'm one of those guys. I'm like, no, next-gen, I want to see some stuff. That's why I love that Unreal Engine demo. To me, that was the most impressive thing I've seen so far. I'm like, holy crap.
But
that's
insane. But that's not a game, though. That's not a game demo.
No, it's a tech demo, but it shows you what games are capable of looking like, and then the technology behind them. That gets me excited. But some of these games that could easily be on PS4, I'm like, come on, man, we're wasting our time here, you know?
Yeah,
I'm just being real, you know?
Now, was there any games that they showed that you were like, okay, you know what? I see myself buying it. I could see myself playing it. But there was a lot, in my opinion, that I was like, I could wait after launch and buy that game. I don't have to buy day one. You know what I'm saying? But was there anything like that for you? Interesting.
Yeah. Is this where we're moving on to the good games or just like...
No, good. Know? Just whatever.
Yeah. The thing is, the games that I'm like, that got me most hype are the ones I was already sold on, you know? Mm-hmm. The big one, obviously, for me is Horizon Zero Dawn 2. Man. Yeah, okay. I love the first game. Got the platinum in it and everything. Loved it. That was the first game this generation that made me go, okay, this generation is not a bust. I was not happy with this generation up until 2017. I thought the whole generation was, you know, there was a couple good games here and there, but I wasn't impressed. That game was like, oh my God, this is amazing. So the sequel looks dope. Like, you get to see Aloy swimming. There's different types of robots she's fighting. That looks incredible. I'm ready for that. You know, that was the main one. And then, like you said, Ratchet and Clank. I've been a fan of Ratchet and Clank since PS2 days, though, the beginning, you know, so it's just cool to see how they progressed. Other cool games I saw for a second, the new Square Enix game, I forget the name of it, Project, you know what I'm talking about.
It looks decent. Well, I mean, it's not like amazing, but it was like, wow, you know what? I see myself playing that.
Yeah, yo, I was like... I thought it was Final Fantasy 16, bro. I was losing my mind, man. Yeah. You know, so that was the Resident Evil 8.
Yeah, I was gonna mention that. Yeah. That Village looks different and dark. And first person,
just like Resident Evil 7. Give me that game right now. Son.
Yes.
And there was
this
other one. This one I didn't expect, and I forget the name of it right now, but it was a Capcom game. It had this guy in like kind of like a spacesuit armor. He's like in the middle of Times Square.
Is that Capcom?
That's what I believe. I could be wrong, but it was showed right after Resident Evil, so we think it's Capcom. But I could be wrong.
But I know which one you're talking about. It looks interesting. I was like, is this Death Stranding like an expansion or something? Like, what is
this? That's what I thought. Like, my man looked like it. You know,
because the way he was walking.
Yeah.
That slow, you know, Death Stranding style. That's what I thought.
Yeah, no, that was dope. So I think those were my top three games. That House Marquee game looks kind of interesting, but I need to see more. But, you know, going back to your main question, did I see anything that's going to make me want to buy it day one? I'm going to say that. Game-wise, no, because I a lot of these games that I want have no release dates. But, and this is going to sound really kind of silly. What would make me buy it day one, and again, it's silly, just the all digital version, man. Just the fact that I could buy that, Like, I'm like, okay, I could see myself buying it alone just for that, you know, because I can still play my PS4 games or whatever, and I expect it to be a lot cheaper, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, no, game wise, you know, again, there's a lot of games I'm excited for, but I know they're not going to be launch games, you know?
Now, Tony, man, I don't know, man. Like, what is the buzz? Because I haven't really been checking online on Twitter. Like, overall, what people been saying? Forget about the fanboys.
Yeah, yeah.
Erase them. But I'm talking about just fans like you. What is it that they're saying about this first presentation of PlayStation 5? There's going to be others in the future, but just this one right here.
Yeah. Oh, man. You kind of caught me off guard here because we streamed, you know, me and Throwdown, we streamed the whole reactions. As soon as I finished, I went to go hop in the shower. And then, as you know, as soon as I got out the shower, I got a call from you, telling me to be on. So I honestly don't know what the reactions are, you know. I do know this. I will just say this. I did toss out a tweet. I said, I thought the beginning of the show was good. I thought the middle was boring. And I thought the end was whack. And I got a lot of responses saying, yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. So that's just based off that one tweet. But I do need to dive into Twitter a little bit more just to see the reaction. But what did you see on your end?
Just the same. The same. Some people were like, all right, it was boring. It's okay. I'm excited. Like, mixed. It's just been mixed. It's not like PlayStation 4, $399, everybody excited. Yeah, it was more of like, yeah, it's cool. Like, and a lot of people don't, the ones that I read, not a fan of the design. But it's like this, man. Like, sometimes we just got to deal with it because that's what it is. And we'll get used to it. You know, like, I remember when they showed the Wii.
Yeah, that's right.
Everyone was like, I don't like the name. I don't like the design. But it was like the console that sold the most during that generation.
That's right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, right now everybody's like, I don't know. But I think Sony's going to do good, man, selling like PlayStation 5 consoles. Like, I think they're going to be good. You know, I think they need to show more of like what's coming out for launch instead of just like what they had now. Because you can't be doing this all the time. So you're trying to tell me I'm gonna go to the store, there's only like one or two game available first party. Like, honestly, this is the games that I told Paris that it should release. Have Horizon Zero, not Horizon Zero, I gotta stop saying that.
I'm doing it too. Yeah. Horizon 2,
Horizon Forbidden West.
Yes.
Save that for spring, don't release that for launch.
Yeah,
for launch, have Spider-Man. Maybe Ratchet and Clank.
That'd be dope.
And Gran Turismo.
Oh, by the way, I don't think we're going to see Gran Turismo 7 for a while, bro.
I think that's like a 3-4 year game.
Yeah, Yamauchi takes his time with those games, I don't expect that. But I agree with you. It's like, we need to, I think, like you said, we have a good, PlayStation 5 has a good future ahead of it. Obviously, it's going to get a lot of games. You know, there's things like God of War, obviously, and maybe another Last of Us or whatever. By the way, very interesting they didn't talk about the game. But we need something for launch. And I'm going to say this, and I'm saying this as a PlayStation fan, right? PlayStation has never had a good launch. None of the systems ever have.
So you think this one's going to be the same?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a little bit better than last gen, right? But not by much, man. And if that's the case, you might be better off waiting until the spring of next year.
At least spring. And I know that it's going to have another game for spring, first party. I know that. Like, that's what happened with PlayStation 4 when it came out. I waited until Infamous because I love Infamous. I'm a huge fan of that game.
That came out in late February. But I'm glad you say that because I bought the PlayStation 4 day one, right? I bought the game. I bought the system, played it straight for like a month and stuff. Didn't touch it again until Infamous. You know, I just went back to PlayStation 3, you know, because there was nothing out for PlayStation 4. So I'm afraid that's going to happen with PlayStation 5. But at the same time, now that I'm able to play PlayStation 4 games on PS5, maybe it won't be so bad because I don't have to switch between consoles. By the way, just quick aside, I hope Sony and Microsoft too, we need some kind of trade-in plan, man. That would be really good, you know, just to save a little bit of money. But I don't think that's going to happen. But
no, yeah, but they've done that. Yeah. Microsoft done that for, but only at their stores, at the Microsoft at their stores. Store.
Yeah.
I think I can see that. Yeah. Plus, remember too that you could also buy the system and pay like a monthly fee, and you get Xbox Live, Game Pass, and a console. A very low price.
We'll see. But I think you're probably better off waiting until spring to get this. Obviously, if you want to buy day one, go ahead, you know, but I think you'll have a better selection of games, you know, yeah, at that time, both from first party and third party.
I want to wait till the official launch of the Xbox to see what they're going to show in July. But
yeah,
PlayStation, they need to show more of their launch titles. They need to, man. Like right now, I'm kind of like, eh, I could wait.
I agree.
It's not a rush.
Not only do we need to see more of the launch titles, I need to know more about the actual console itself. We got next to no information. Like, I want to know what's going on with the hard drive situation. How many of those peripherals are going to come with the system? Are any of them going to come with the system? There's still a lot of questions about the actual hardware itself that we need to know about, you know?
Yeah, and I'm surprised they didn't mention anything about VR. VR for PlayStation 4 was a success.
Yeah, last time I checked, it was 5 million sold. That's a lot.
$5 million? Wow.
$5 billion. I was surprised. Like, what?
And I'm not a VR guy. That's I'm
and neither am shocked. I. Neither am I. Yeah, yeah. So
I, dude, bro. If they do announce it, yo, have the Half-Life that came out for the PC. That for the PlayStation.
Oh, that'd be dope. Half-Life Alyx. Yeah.
The crowd will go nuts. The crowd. Yeah. But yo, go ahead, man.
Oh no, I was just saying. I guess my final thoughts is, I was pleased with what I saw, but I wasn't like, oh my God, you know, I wasn't anything like that or whatever, but I agree with you. I need to see more, you know. I'm obviously going to get we're obviously going to get PlayStation 5 eventually, you know, but are we sold at the beginning? Not so, that's still up in the air right now.
So you're not going to be like going to the store with your hat and PlayStation shirt,
you know,
day one, that's not you for this year, for 2020.
Only thing is, if it's $3.99, yeah, that's the only stipulation.
It's not going to be $3.99. Let's be real.
Even a digital one?
It's not going to be $3.99.
Yeah, I don't think so either, to be honest.
I mentioned that Paris probably looked at me like, I was like, okay.
Yeah. No, but this year, yeah, again, I need to be convinced. But if not, Danny, I'm going to wait, man.
I mean, you're good. You could play Cyberpunk on your PlayStation 4.
I got a PS4.
You got a PC. You know? You're good.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You're good. All right, Tony, I just want to say thanks, man. It was a lot of fun having this conversation with a hardcore PlayStation fan. you know what I'm saying? It's good to do that. You know, like I know I had this conversation with Paris, but it's good to get people from the outside too, man. You're like, hey,
thank you for always having me. I love just conversing with you. Like, to me, it's not like, oh, this is like, you know, I'm gonna be on, you know, this podcast. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna chill with Danny and talk some games. Let's go. You know, so that's dope, man. So yeah, you know, keep your eyes out, you know, for PlayStation 5. We'll see what happens. And also, I guess I need to plug myself too. I almost forgot about
that. Go for it, man.
Yo, again, I'm so engaged with the conversation. Anyway, so you can follow me on Twitter. I'm Romudeth over there. That's Romudeth. And in my bio, you can check out links to all my stuff. I write for PC Mag, Tom's Guide, and Laptop Mag. And of course, you can check me out on Throwdown, which airs Thursdays and Sundays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern over on Twitch. And we will definitely be discussing the PlayStation 5 in more detail soon. So please check that out. And Danny, once again, man, thank you for having me on, man. This is always fun, you know, talking with you, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You
know? And we have to go to your show, man. Invite us, man. We'll go over there, man. Now, I have to say this, man. As a gamer, it's exciting to finally see this from PlayStation. I know we're going to get more information about Xbox and who knows about Nintendo in the future, but you know, we've been going through a lot in 2020. It's been a very horrible year.
Very hard, yeah.
But all these game announcements and news and reveals, it's been helping us, man. It's been helping us to take away from all the negative stuff, like from our minds, you know what I'm saying? So I'm excited to see more about PlayStation 5. And am I going to buy the first, like, day one? No, I could wait. It's not no rush, but I'm eventually going to get the system. I mean, come on. They have a lot of great first-party games, man, that we know is going to be coming out for the system for sure in the future, you know? But, Tony, I just want to say thank you, man. It was a lot of fun, man. I'm excited to talk more with you in the future about PlayStation 5 and some crazy game announcements. Who knows, man?
You already know, man.
All right. Thanks a lot, dude.
All right. Peace out.
Bye.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQBars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes,
and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
All right, so thank you for listening to my interview with Tony Polanco about the PlayStation 5 reveal. It was a lot of fun recording that right after the stream. So it was cool. Shout out to Tony. Make sure to check out his work at PCGamer.com. Also, make sure to follow him on Twitter. And remember, too, it's under the description. I have all the links there. But I also want you to listen to his podcast, the Throwdown Podcast. It's a lot of fun. Great conversation. Great debate with him and his crew. So shout out to him, man. All right, so we're going to be out here. Remember, part 3 of the next episode is coming out midnight at Monday. Midnight, 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Stay tuned. My interview with Marcus about disintegration. I hope you're ready. All right? Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.